it makes me want to cry, but I wish, and you can't know when you're 17 years old. You got to go through bad, you know, ups and downs. Everybody has to go through mountains and valleys. But I wish that women knew how, man, are we not the strongest? Yes. You can have a baby.
Yes.
You can feed a baby from your body. You can tend to them, set up all night when they're sick. And, you know, and we need men, and I love men, but they can't do all that.
They
like
can't
we
do
can.
It.
But God didn't give them that. But I think of how strong we are, how resilient we are, and you can do anything, really. And I don't mean to be cliche, but you can do anything you set your mind to.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Talk to Me, Sis, and it is a good one. Lisa and I are beyond excited to share the conversation we have with today's guest. It was amazing and exceeded all expectations. We laughed, we cried, we were taking notes, we were being inspired and motivated, and we cannot wait for all of you to hear all the wonderful things that we heard. But first, we have got some good plot twists of the week. And Lisa, I know yours is good. So do you want to get us started?
Absolutely. How are you doing, girl?
I am great. Excited to be here.
So good. Such a great guest. Can't wait for everyone to listen to today's episode. But first, the plot twist.
Yeah.
So I was traveling by myself. I had to go back home to New England for an uncle's funeral, which it was, you know, obviously a sad, you know, reason to go home. So I was traveling on my own, and it was middle of the week, middle of the afternoon, Atlanta airport, right? Going through, you know, TSA airport pre-check. So there's a different area that you go to for that. Right. So I'm going through that line. Everything's seamless. It's going very smooth. And then there's multiple, Atlanta's a huge airport. So there's multiple security lines. And when you go through, they kind of say that door, you go to that door. Cause I think they're crowd controlling. So it's all very random. So I'm teeing up to just how bizarre and random this was. So the guy goes, "You go to that door." So I go to that door. There's a young gentleman in front of me, and I'm just in my own world, and I'm doing my own thing. And, you know, you start to look around and watch the people in front of you, and there's a woman who's loading all of her items onto the bins to go through. It's still not clocking. It's not registering. I just see this woman. She goes through the line. The gentleman goes in front of me, and then I go. And then as I go through the scanny thing to make sure I'm not, you know, whatever, getting security checked.
Right.
I hear, "Lise?" And I'm like, and I look, and I swear, this is bizarre, Georgie, Connor's girlfriend from Love on the Spectrum season 2 and 3, literally, or season 3, sorry, and some of 4, Georgie's mom, Katie.
No way.
She was the woman loading the bag. I mean, just what are the chances that I end up standing there right through security, shoulder to shoulder with Georgie's mom, Katie? And it was just very sweet reunion.
Aww.
And, you know, this is just, again, a takeaway for everybody online. The families are fine. It was great. We actually took a selfie and sent it off to Georgie and Connor in a group chat. And we're like, I was like, you know, what's that line from like Casablanca of all the gin joints? Like, I was just like, are you kidding me? So it was just funny. So my plot twist is randomly ran into Georgie's mom, Katie, security at Atlanta Airport last week.
Oh, that's so. And probably the last time y'all saw each other was when you were traveling together, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe since you've seen each other since then,
but still, you've done big trips together. That's so funny.
Actually, we did a fundraiser back in November
for
Georgie lives. We did go to attend that. But yeah, it was just bizarre. So she was off heading one direction to do some on a business trip. And I was obviously going off to my family, my family trip. But just, I just thought it was just bizarre that.
Yeah. On a random travel day.
Of all the security lines and all the belts that are at ATL, we end up going through one person apart.
That's so funny.
That was mine.
There you go. Okay, I love it, Lise. That was a good one. I have a little kind of funny one, but we'll share that at the end. But first, and much more importantly, it is the big moment. We are so incredibly excited, honored, and thrilled to welcome to Talk to Me Sis today the amazing, fabulous, and very funny Miss Leanne Morgan.
Yay!
Yay! So excited.
Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, Leanne, we have been counting the days down.
Counting the days. Oh. We're so excited this worked. We know your schedule is so busy.
Yes. Well, thank y'all. And I said I wish I could have been, you know, being from the South, I do put looks above everything. And I wish that I could be pretty for y'all. I feel like I look great. Y'all look like movie stars. I want to say everybody's teeth is beautiful. And I'm going to say well, everybody's got good color. And I did have a spray tan, but I'm on the end of it. And it looks, you know, like I've got infotango. And I'm supposed to get another one on Monday. But I'm in a Omni hotel on the road at doing club dates this week, getting ready for my third big tour. But I wanted to be prettier for y'all. I wallered
you
in the bed
beautiful.
All night. Thank you. Well, you know, I still go through a little hot flash every once in a while in a hotel room at night. Uh-huh. And then my hair was fuzzy. And well, I'm going to try to go to the gym after this
us.
Because I don't want to get to where I can't even walk because I'm on a plane all the time and in a car. So I'm going to try to go
Leanne,
to the gym after
you-
this.
You look amazing. What are you doing at the gym? Because Nikki's the gym rat here out of the two of us. And I go kicking and screaming and crying and bitching and moaning. So, like, what do you do? Do you like
Honey,
the gym?
I've not been doing anything. And I all my life, I was athletic and played sports. And then I, the whole time I had little children, I was the person that I bought every diet book and exercise book, never opened them. Okay, I never would open them. They sat on a shelf, and then I'd have to donate them. But I had a step in my children's playroom, and I would do videos. I loved exercise.
Yep.
I really do love to exercise. I love a group class at my gym, but I can't go much anymore because I feel like people are staring at me and my butt.
Yeah, just staring.
But I did CrossFit. I competed in CrossFit in my 40s.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember. That was one of your bits for quite a while, wasn't it?
Is that like flipping tires and stuff?
Flipping tires and doing crazy mess, which I do think raised my cortisol levels and threw me into perimenopause.
It does.
Too soon.
It does.
But I do love exercise, but I am so busy, and I'm on a plane all the time in a car. And little Tony Horton, y'all remember Tony Horton that did
P90X? Love Tony Horton, yes.
He said to me, he reached out to me and said, do you need my help with anything? I went, yeah, Tony. Anyway, he goes,
yes.
We did a video together and I said, please do not ask me questions while you're making me do stuff, Tony, because I'm in terrible cardiovascular health. But anyway, he said, Lynn, I know it's hard because when you get to be 60, he goes, you have got to get a hold of things before you turn 60, because after 60 is when things start happening. But he said, I know you're tired, but when you go into that hotel, go straight to that gym. And even in your room, he said, just do 20 minutes of something. But it's just really hard when I'm on the road. But I think I'm going to have security and on this tour, and he's real built up boy. And I'm hoping that he's going to make me go, me and Tess, my baby.
Yeah, you can be accountability partner.
Accountability.
Your accountability guy.
Because Tess and I are not good for each other. And we both are like, and we just say it and go, we should go to the gym, and then we never do.
But, you know, it's so true. When life takes a turn like yours has, making time for yourself, incredibly hard. I mean, having just tasted a little bit of a different, crazier, more traveling lifestyle with Tanner, and I've always been an extremely consistent gym rat, it takes a toll. And the last thing you want to do after you've sat on a plane and kind of your energy's down is then go sweat and move and your back kind of hurts and you feel all bound up. It's tough. It really is.
It is.
After I travel, I just go get sushi.
Yeah.
That's fun, too. I've been through a lot of sushi on tour.
Speaking of that, Leanne, I can't imagine that anyone listening doesn't know who you are, hasn't heard your comedy, but for those that might not, take us back a little bit. Like, take us back to where did your interest start? How did you get started? How many years have you actually been doing this? All the things.
Okay, y'all. I feel like God put it in my imagination. At 9 or 10 years old, I thought, I'm going to Hollywood. And I would tell my little mom, and she would say, you are. I know you can do it. I know you are. And I was that kid, that ham kid that would, like, people would come over and I'd get up and start tap dancing, you know, that kind of kid.
Right.
And then in my little high school, I've got to tell y'all, my little tiny high school in the rural farming community of 500 people, I went to kindergarten through 12th with 650 students. I graduated with 42 people. And in my class of 42, one boy went to Juilliard. And became an actor and has been a successful actor and theater person and teaches in colleges theater. And then there were four boys that were in a country music band that got a record deal.
No way.
And they ended
What's
up
in the water.
I know. They ended up going off to college and didn't pursue, but they could have. And
right.
But we had these talented people in our little class that would, we did speech and drama, we did improv, and
amazing.
I loved it. But then, you know, I was this country kid that I thought, well, I need to go on to college, and I didn't know how to get to Hollywood. I would have never gotten in a car and driven at 18 like a lot of people do with no money. I just wasn't secure in myself, so I went on to the University of Tennessee, and through ups and downs, got divorced married at 21, got divorced at 23, was in a horrible situation. Then went back to school, married Chuck Morgan. And
Chuck
through
Morgan.
All of this, thinking the whole time, I wanted to be a mama and have babies. But I also thought, I'm going to Hollywood. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. Morgan moved me to the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. I had my first baby, Charlie. I wanted to breastfeed him, be at home with him. So one of my girlfriends, but I needed money because Chuck Morgan's real tight and I wanted to get my hair highlighted. Yeah. So
you got to keep your hair highlighted.
I know.
Absolutely.
And get an outfit every once in a while for your baby.
Amen.
So I had a good friend in Nashville that said, I'm selling this jewelry like women sell Mary Kay and Tupperware, you know, one of those multi-level.
Right.
And she
goes, no, because I did that too. I sold jewelry for a little while. So I was just so intrigued by this.
What? Which one?
Lace? I was Leo Sophia.
Oh, fancy. I was.
Well, who did you sell? Were you like Silpata?
I was Premier.
Oh.
Premier out of Dallas, Texas. It was a Christian company. And it was.
Love it. Even better.
Yeah, they were sweet. It was a little old woman and man that ran that thing. And it was sweet. But I don't even care about jewelry. Look, I barely have any on right now. But she said, you can meet people in. You can, because I was up in the Appalachian Mountains, very isolated. And she said, and you can make a little bit of money and stay home. So I started selling that jewelry. And women, instead of talking about jewelry, I talked about breastfeeding and hemorrhoids and all that. Because I kept getting pregnant. I was, by the end of it, by the time I quit selling it, I'd had Tess, my third. So I was schlepping this jewelry with babies and, you know, in a maternity dress on. And women thought I was funny and started booking me about a year in advance for these parties. And then the company noticed.
For jewelry and just to have you come hang out?
Yeah. And they didn't dread coming because I made it funny. I've developed some of my first material in those living rooms and my first
Amazing.
45 minutes, and they thought I was funny. And so the company noticed and asked me to start speaking at their big things. And that's when people would come up to me and say, you need to be a stand-up. And Chuck Morgan had taken me before we got married. We went to see my sister. She was living in Huntington Beach, California. And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to go on the tour where they ride you around in a hearse and show you where people have died in L.A., which he thought was very morbid, but it was fascinating. And I loved Hollywood, and I wanted to see where Bugsy Siegel was shot and Sal Mineo was stabbed in an alley, and then in the Manson house. And then I said, I want to go to the Comedy Store, the famous Comedy Store. And he took me, and my heart beat out of my body. This is before I ever had babies, before we married. And I thought, I could do that. I know I was watching people. Yeah, and I thought, I had a physical reaction, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But then I went on to have babies and jewelry and all that.
Right.
So I got started.
Get all distracted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got started really when Tess was 18 months old. I opened for Billy Gardell at Zany's in Nashville. And she's 28, so that was 27 years ago. And wow. I got on stage, and then Brian Dorfman, who owns Zany's, who is now my concert promoter, said to me, who's one of the biggest people in comedy, said back then when she was 18 months old, he said, I think you've got something, Lynn, but how are you going to do this with three babies? He said, Roseanne tried to do it. She raised them in a parking lot in a station wagon, and it really didn't turn out well. I remember it made me so mad, and I thought, I can do this. I'm going to figure out another way. But he was right. That's why you don't see a lot of mamas on the road doing the comedy club circuit, because you could not raise your own children. So I just had to find another way, and I did. I found another way, and I just did what I could while I was raising them. And I got television deals, but they wouldn't make it. A lot of things were happening, but I know that was God's time and in God's protection over me. Because I got to raise my own children, stay on stage, do what I could, and then this happened to me in my early 50s. This blew up. When I was about to quit, I was so discouraged, I was about to quit, and then it blew up.
Leanne, that's just so inspiring for women in our age category to hear. Because, I mean, there is a moment, I definitely felt it when perimenopause came on, and I started to physically feel different. I didn't feel as strong. I didn't feel as resilient. My kids were leaving. I really had that feeling of, oh my gosh, I have completely had my identity wrapped up in being the mother and raising these children, particularly with a special needs child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being a wife. And I thought, who am I now? What am I going to do? What's my purpose? I feel invisible. I don't feel, and I know at least for you, it's probably different having a career.
I mean, I had a career because I had to, I had to. Yeah. I got forced into being a single mom. So, Leanne, I was divorced and I am remarried. But I had the career and I felt like I, had something going on. But it's so strange. I just, this unforeseen chapter that's happened.
Yes, it's so
cool. Because of
our
sons.
So cool.
And again, it's us supporting our sons and just trying to be there, but getting, just to kind of look in and get a peek in that world through over Connor's shoulders, just been so incredible.
You give a lot of hope to us.
Yeah.
You do. Well, it's so inspiring.
Well, I have a lot of comments and a lot of people say that to me, a lot of women that it feel like, what am I going to do now after my children? Every time one of them went to college, I took to the bed. I'm not kidding. I took to the bed, and I would grieve, but I wanted them to go, but it was awful. And I thought, why God, you give me these babies? And then they had their own life, but now I'm with them all the time and I get to be with grandbabies and all that. But at the time, you're going through perimenopause at the same time that they're leaving, and it's awful. And then nothing was going right in comedy. Like, I kept working and doing, and Hollywood would come after me every once in a while, and I would get television deals for sitcoms, but they wouldn't make it. But Comedy Central was big when I was coming up, and they didn't want a mama talking about doo-doo balls on the T-ball field
one of my favorites.
With a capri pan on that had birds on it and a little bob. I was not edgy enough, so they didn't want me. And then Montreal Comedy Festival, I got asked a couple of times over 27 years. I went twice. And it's so weird that now I'm one of the top touring comedians in the world.
Right.
So I want women to know, every time they say to me, and men, they go, oh my gosh, if you can do this, then I can go back to college.
Yep.
If you can do this, I can start a business.
Yes.
And I just think it makes sense that we're better than we've ever been. We're wiser. We're smarter.
Yes.
We've, you know, I've honed this craft for 27 years.
Yep.
I know who I am. I'm comfortable with who I am. I, you know, I can, I'm honest on stage. It's, I think, you know, people
and that really comes across. And isn't it lovely to see, like, with all the confusion in the world and how I feel like there's just so much turbulence in the world right now, that your honesty and your realness and just talking about life and how funny life actually is. If you just take the time to stop and look, life is hilarious. Kids are hilarious. Long marriage is funny. You know, it's just so refreshing to see that people are responding to that and just really enjoying someone who's pure and true. So, I mean, it's so awesome that you've brought that to the world. It really is.
I have a question, Leanne. Does Chuck think you're funny?
Yeah.
Does Chuck laugh? I don't know how he's not in stitches or his cheeks don't always hurt. Like, is he, does he find you hysterical?
Chuck Morgan is a, gets hyper-focused on details, and I'm a storyteller. Mm-hmm. And so people say, does he come to your shows? And I go, no, because I will be on stage, and I'm not kidding. I can feel in my soul, if I say, you know, last Wednesday, I can feel him in my soul going, it wasn't Wednesday, Lynn, it was Tuesday, and it wasn't 2 o'clock, it was 3 o'clock. And I'm like, don't mess up my yarn, Chuck. I'm spinning a yarn. And he goes, details matter, Lynn. And I go, no, they don't. But anyway, I do think they say that he gets real tickled when he's watching me do my Netflix specials. But y'all, we are so opposite, and he is so serious. And then he married me, and I've just been, all of our, these kids and I have had a ball. We've danced in the kitchen. I don't take anything seriously, but I get that from my mama. My little mama Lucille has been like that all my life. Yeah. So these two worlds collide, and I can tell you, there's been some conflict because Chuck Morgan is the exact opposite of me, but it gives me good material.
But I was going to say, because I picture you guys like on a Saturday or Sunday morning, just the two of you, and you are just doing your thing, and you're like, that was good material. I could just see it going. I just wanted to see, is he rolling around or is he just like, call a friend?
He's just like, whatever.
He's going. Yeah. But then he'll say to me, Leanne, you got to put this in your act. Like, he'll know he does something crazy. And he'll say, okay, you need to put, because I used to have an old bit about how he lost his hair and we didn't know his head was pointed. And he said, I look like somebody and I can't quite think of who it is. And I said, is it Bull on Night Court? And he said, no, it's SpongeBob, it's Patrick on SpongeBob SquarePants. And that was really a conversation we had. And I said, and he goes, you need to put that in your act. And I did, and it would kill about how Chuck looked like Patrick on SpongeBob SquarePants because his head was pointed. So
that is so funny.
So it's very collaborative, but not in a fun way like you would think. It's more like things just pop out, and I go,
like,
I
situational. Yeah.
Yeah. And he'll,
he's doing research.
And he'll say, there was one time in my career where he said, don't say that. That hurts my feelings. And so I didn't. But now he's cleared it where I can say it now. But, and I might put it in my new hour, but he's always said, say whatever you want to, because he knows he's peculiar.
I was wondering that, like, because obviously, especially in like the very last special, you were, my husband and I were watching it really just rolling laughing when you were talking about marriage and, you know, life after kids and all that. So Chuck behind, he's totally comfortable. Like, he's giving you the green light on all this. And he's like, whatever. Okay. I mean, I figured he must have. That's so great.
Yeah. And these kids let me know, you know, if they didn't want, like during high school, middle school, they were like, do not speak my name out of your mouth. But then now they're like,
don't talk about
it. I don't care, Mom. Yeah.
And what a gift that you and Tess are actually working together.
I
mean, that's incredible.
And that's cool because, like, I get to work with Connor. Nikki works at Tanner. It is so cool to get to work with our adult kids.
And special. I know.
It is.
I've told Connor recently we've got stuff and we're going to start finding ourselves in Los Angeles more. And I just looked at him and I said, Connor, I it's such a gift to me that I never imagined at 27 years old I would get to kind of hang out with you every day.
I mean, it's the best.
We joke that I work for him, and then he gets a little power trip, and he's like, "Now you work for me," and he like will say something out of pocket. It's funny.
I love it. I love it. It is, though. It's just the biggest gift.
It is.
It is. And people ask me about that all the time. They go, what in the world? How wonderful you get to be with your adult child. Mm-hmm. And it is a double-edged sword because she has met someone. And I don't know if this is the one. I think they are very tickled with each other. He lives in Florida. So, and we're in LA and on the road, and she wants to marry and have babies. And so but it is a wonderful opportunity for her because she's now in the union for makeup for television and film. She works at Warner Brothers with me. She's, you know, touring with me, but it's hard for her to have her own life.
Yeah.
You know, and so I've said to her, baby, if you need to see if this is the one and you want to spend time with him and you can, because she's so talented, she can do makeup on anybody. I mean, so she doesn't have to be with me. And she has said, I'll let you know, Mom, when she thinks this might be her last big tour with me. And then I think Maggie works for the New York Food Bank in nonprofit and is living in New York. And I think, oh, could you get a job where you could just be with me too? But this would be crazy if we were just, we all would just travel around to all these little towns. And people say, are you going to let Chuck Morgan retire? No, y'all. Chuck Morgan needs to keep working. He works for a big company. Now, he is over a division, and he would like to see that division do well. And then, yes, someday he's going to have to retire. But he needs to, like, pop popcorn at the Ace Hardware or do something.
Amen.
Because he needs purpose. And I can't.
Amen.
He cannot be traveling with me in a hotel room.
No.
I wouldn't be able to even be on this podcast. I'd be having...
No.
S-E-X. In this hotel room.
You'd be having
room.
To keep him occupied. Absolutely. You'd be having to keep him occupied at all times. You can't have that.
I cannot have that.
No.
And I have to tend to him. He'll say, are there any nuts in your purse? Like, I'm constantly having to tend to him. And I love him, but I cannot be funny and tend to Chuck Morgan.
No. You can love him. It doesn't mean you need to be with him 24/7.
Right.
Hell no. But that is so true about not ever letting your husband retire. Mine said something about it the other day about like, oh, just he's working really hard right now. They're in the middle of cucumber harvest. And he was like, oh, I'm just so ready for this to be done. I'm just so ready. And I said, oh, hell no. Your ass is working until you're 80 years old because you are way too type A to be in this house all day.
Type A. No, that's Chuck Morgan. They're type A and they need to achieve something. And he
always,
would be miserable.
Always. Miserable. My father-in-law is 83, still on that tractor every day, still working hard on the farm, still come. I'm like, and you're going to be just the same, baby, following those footsteps.
I did not know y'all were farming people.
We are farming people,
my
honey.
People
talk
are
about,
farming
my,
people.
What did you guys grow? Or was it livestock? Or
Dark Fire Tobacco in Middle Tennessee for
yes,
Scotland,
that's right. You
Copenhagen.
Said that tobacco
and alpha, alfalfa, and soybeans, and
love it.
Wheat, and then But my little mom and daddy also had a little meat processing plant. They did everybody's cows and hogs and deer and all that too.
Wow.
But Nikki, let's tell everyone how we know Leanne or how we got connected.
Okay. Well, it was the Emmy party, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It was. We were all at the Emmy party this last September.
The Netflix
and
after
I remember.
Party. Mm-hmm.
And I met Chuck Morgan.
Yes. And we saw you. And I was like, of all the people here, if there's one person I want to talk to and I'm going to be bold and just walk right up, it's Leanne Morgan. I was like, I don't really care about anybody here, but we need to talk to Leanne Morgan. And I remember calling home and telling everybody exactly the same in person as what you would think.
Angel.
Exactly.
Oh,
just as nice, just as down to earth. Nothing is put on. Nothing is fake. That's exactly who she is in person.
Oh, well,
because, Leanne, I remember following you on social media.
Forever.
Before, really before, like, how big you are now. I just, you came across my algorithm.
Me too.
And it was in 2020. I feel like, right before, because you were sitting on your front porch. And you were just, you really just kept me kind of up.
During
laughing.
COVID.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, you were in my Instagram feed, and we were just sitting in, you know, Podunk, Georgia.
So sorry. Tanner, wait. Say hi, Miss Leanne.
Hey, Miss Leanne.
Hello, my baby. You doll baby. You're from heaven.
He's so sweet.
Love him.
Sorry, y'all. He's here for a few days. We're getting ready to head back to Clemson later. Sorry about that. Tanner, it's the clothes on your chair, buddy.
I wish I could go to Clemson with him.
Oh, he's so
if you're ever that way, text me and he'll give you the grand tour.
This is just a blessing from God to see how people love y'all's boys. I mean, they are precious.
Isn't it crazy?
Crazy.
It's crazy.
How God's working. Okay, so we met at the Emmy party. We all kissed in the mouth. Yes. And then, did I get to see y'all anytime before I got to see Tanner at the Night of Too Many Stars at the Netflix?
No, we didn't see them, but I think we were getting phone numbers in the Emmys party. Weren't we getting phone numbers right there on the, at the party?
Right there.
Yes. Yes. And we're and I felt like meeting y'all, I'd met Elvis.
Oh, God.
And I want y'all to know that my whole team are obsessed with y'all, all of y'all and your kids. My whole team. Everybody said, can we move in with them? Can we live with them? But, and then, then I got to see Tanner at the Night of Too Many Stars, that that fundraiser for autism with Robert Smigel. And that was Conan O'Brien, Adam Sandler, Steve Carell, Jimmy Kimmel,
so many.
Sarah Silverman, Ron Funches. Nikki Glaser.
Nikki is amazing. Yeah,
it was so many people. It was so, and I really didn't realize how many comics were going to be there. That was a massive event.
And that was 18,000 seats at the Hollywood.
Leanne, we were supposed to be. We were invited to that, but Connor was flying to London that Saturday, and I couldn't go. I think it was a Thursday, right, Nikki? Was it Thursday?
Yeah, I think so. It was a Thursday.
Thursday, and I was thinking, how can I get this man from Los Angeles back to Atlanta and then over to London? I just thought,
It's exhausting.
So we had to let it go because he had to go overseas. But we were sorry to have missed that.
Yeah, it was sweet. And Tanner was so excited and got to meet all. I mean, it was Tiffany Haddish, Matt Rife. I'm sitting here thinking about everybody that was backstage. And everybody was so tickled to see Tanner. And he introduced me.
And when
I was like,
kissed on stage. Precious.
When we found out that he was introducing you, we almost had a heart attack. We were so excited. I mean, we were like, Tanner, guess who you get to call out on stage?
I know. I feel like
he was so excited.
I feel like mine was so special because Tanner introduced me. That was the most, the sweetest thing of the night. And I was so nervous because it was, you just don't know what material do you do. It was like, should I do Inside Baseball and talk about the industry and my television show, because you think, it's LA people. And then I was in my hotel and it was these darling women from Cincinnati. And they said, we're coming tonight. They were at the breakfast buffet with me. And they said, we're coming tonight. And I realized that it must be a lot of people wanted to come and see that many stars. And so I think there was a lot of people in the middle of the United States. So I talked about having big panties. And how I like a big peony. And then I did that whole thing about going to take Jump Morgan to go see Def Leppard and Journey, and everybody had plantar fasciitis. Yeah.
And with their little skinny legs.
With little rock stars with thin legs. And Def Leppard, the singer, I think had a hernia. But anyway, they were.
Poor guy.
It went well, and I was so thankful. Because when you're in a lineup with Adam Sandler and Steve Carell, you're like, what in the world?
Hello.
Things like that still make me so nervous. And I think, honest to goodness, Tanner bringing me out just set the tone. And everybody was so tickled to see him. And then he just sat and kissed me, and I kissed him on stage. And then... And I just think it made I thought, I'm so lucky because
it did. And those pictures, where he's the joy on both your faces, because Madeline or something got almost a quick succession of y'all's facial expression as you went toward each other, the hug. And then and he's looking back at you and both your faces are just like, I was like, that is so precious. It was. So
Tanner is truly, truly, truly like a dopamine rush to me. And every time he sees me, number one, I just feel like
He loses his mind.
A light shines on me. And then he grabs my face and he says, Miss Lise, you're so cute and beautiful. And I
beautiful.
Just
yeah.
eat it up.
My day-to-day manager, Emily Noonan, who is one of the funniest, smartest people I've ever met, she is in love with him. She goes, her and her husband, they watch y'all, the show, and love Connor and Tan. And it's just their world. And she, I think, out of all the things and she worked for Lorne Michaels at SNL. She has been around everybody, done everything, honey. And she, getting to be with y'all's boys or seeing them has been the highlight of her. I'm not kidding. And she sends me videos all the time, and I send her videos, and her and her husband in Houston love the show. It's been a thrill for all of us. Y'all just don't know how much joy they bring. I know y'all probably know, but is that not a blessing? Look at God.
It is.
Look at God.
It really is. And I feel like it's very similar. I mean, I know obviously you're a comic, they're coming from Love on the Spectrum, but it's a similar vibe. I mean, just the purity and the authenticity and just being your true self and having something happen really unexpectedly in your life. You know what I mean? Like this kind of big, you know, visibility and, you know, for everyone to know who you are is just incredible. And doing it by being yourself is just amazing.
And I think the one thing that I'm grateful for, and for Connor and Tanner and all of the cast members, it's showing people, you know, and I talk about this a lot, Leanne, like Connor had no friends growing up. I have four kids, a big family, and he had us, but he had nothing to do on Friday night. Nobody calling, nobody texting for years and years. His siblings were birthday parties and dances and friends and sleepovers. Connor was not included in any of that. And what's amazing now is how much the world is like, wants to connect with him or be a friend with him. And I'm thinking, it's beautiful. And I love that Love on the Spectrum has done this, but he has never changed. So I just hope, my hope from it all, Leanne, and I think, Nikki, you share this with me, is that start looking around for the Connors that are sitting next to your kids right now, you know, because that man was always there, you know? It's just now they see him.
Uh-huh. Oh, y'all, as a mama, I just can't imagine y'all having to go through that and worried about them. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm worried about my kids. I mean, I have, you know, that would be left out or whatever, but probably not to the degree that y'all have had to go through things. And isn't this a blessing now? How loved they are. And how they can help other people, you know?
Yeah. That is the legacy, I think, that hopefully they will leave. And I think that Love on the Spectrum, that's probably the biggest service it's done. It's just brought these people to the forefront so people can see how magical they are and how much they have to offer and how much they also want to be included and loved and seen for their strengths. And it's really been miraculous.
And Connor's friendship with Tanner and my friendship with Nikki is a big gift. But Connor has a friend in Tanner, like someone that, you know, he can call or text now that, I don't know, it's really
sweet. They're so funny. They're so funny.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's like watching. Oh, it's amazing. They are like Felix and Oscar.
Black
we always
cat,
joke
golden
around,
retriever.
It's like we've got Tigger and like Eeyore. I have Eeyore.
Tanner's over here like, burr, 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 burr.
Connor's like, I lost my tail again.
It's never a dull moment. That is for sure. It's the best. It's
traveling with those two is amazing.
Amazing.
Well, y'all got to let me travel with y'all.
Come on.
I want to go.
Come on. Let's do it. That would be a threesome. That would be.
But then my girls would want to come, my whole team in LA. Yeah. Everybody would say, please let me go. Everybody. But I would love to go with them if the calls come.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
But, Leanne, we have kind of some fun questions for you that we were curious about.
Okay.
I'm dying to ask this one.
I'm sorry I started crying. I just love y'all so much.
No. And these boys, I love that. Okay. Your mom heartfelt us like that. Like that's
I know,
really
it, but it is. It is. It's like watching a miracle unfold. It's so touching. It really is.
But we love that you feel that way too. So thank you. But Leanne, I'm dying. Worst joke you ever told? Like, did it lead balloon? Did it flop? What is the worst joke you ever told?
What did I try to tell? I'm trying to think. There's been several.
Really?
You know, you got to work it out on stage and you think this is going to be crazy and then it's nothing. Let me think, y'all. I have so many years of this stuff. I don't know if I can pinpoint one thing. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can
pinpoint. Well, what do you do when it flops?
But it happens.
What do you do?
I just go, okay, y'all, that didn't work. And then people get tickled over that. You know, people get tickled over that. But then you just know either work it out in a different way or try it in a different way or just let it go and just know that that's not going to be. I'm trying to think if there was a concept that I thought this will be so funny. I cannot think.
I think I would end up being like, do you remember when it was Ashley Simpson got caught lip syncing on SNL? And she just walked off.
Yes.
I think I would do that. I'd be like, bye, I'm out. Just get me home. Get me home. I need some Ben and Jerry's. I'm out.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that a terrible moment on TV? But that was awkward. I still think about that. But no, I think when you're stand-ups, we're a weird breed. And we're an odd somebody that would want to get up and even do that. You know, it's so vulnerable.
Right.
And you do have hecklers in a club. I didn't have a lot because I'm a mom and I think they didn't want to yell at me, but I've had some. And, and you've got to, that's why when you do stand up, I think it takes 10 to 15 years to learn to how to deal with something bombing.
What?
Yeah. And then let me tell y'all this. If I'm at a corporate thing, that's the worst. When men have played golf all day or they're drunk or they've been in conferences or whatever and you can't see them and you do material that has worked for years and kills and it doesn't there. And you think that you have to realize at that point, okay, y'all, it's not me. This works. This is just the atmosphere, and I need to not take this in and let it
like get, the bourbon boys are not laughing. Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to keep on and know, you know, do what you do. But that comes with having experience for 10 to 15 years of having to deal with bad situations.
Right.
And you just.
And getting a little bit of a thick skin. Yeah.
Yeah. And just know.
I think I would pass away
on the
spot.
On.
Yeah.
We take a lot of crap and I don't know. I must be strong. But anyway, I didn't think I would
have to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question. What is the hardest thing about being a mom in the public eye?
I'm a country grandmama. I should be cooking pinto beans in a house dress tending to these babies. It's been very hard for me to not be there to help them all the time because that would have been what I would have done if I.
What you would have been doing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I feel bad. And then Chuck Morgan goes, they need your money worse, Lynn. So I'm just trying to make money for these kids. So that
you're going to appreciate that way more in the long run.
So that everybody can go to a nice school and, you know, and that I can help them and they don't have to struggle, you know, as young people working two jobs and doing all that.
Oh,
So I guess that's how I'm contributing. But when I'm at home, I'm there and they come and spend the night with me and I give them a break and all that. But that's been
hard as a
mama to be gone.
Balance.
I could see that.
So for sure.
On the topic of your kids, what is something that your kids have taught you that you just didn't expect to learn?
I mean, if somebody does something to my children, I can't see red and I don't even know who. And they've had to teach me, like, Mom, I have forgiven them. You need to forgive them. Like, they have taught me more about that kind of thing, which sounds like I'm But no,
I think that's good because I can tell you right now, my daughter has a friend, I won't name it, but like blew off her birthday party. I'm not even kidding. 6 or 7 years ago. And they are good friends. They see, and every year on her birthday, I make a snippy remark about this young lady. Cause it hurt my daughter's feelings so bad that she didn't go. And every year I'm like, yeah. She busy this year? And it's like, yeah. Mom, let it go.
It's tough.
Yes,
though.
That's exactly. Ooh. That's exactly how. Yeah. And I'm like, and see, I want to fight for your daughter who that was how many years ago? So yeah, that like, just stirred something up in me.
I don't know.
But every it's year, a mama. Like,
she coming this year?
It is.
Or is she busy? She busy.
Yeah. It's like, she's like, she mom, leave her alone.
It's so true. Oh, I have so much in my heart that I'm sure I need to let go of because of things done
it's your
to the
babies.
Kids over
it's
the years.
It's when somebody does something to your babies. Or crazy. Your husband.
You can't.
Or your husband. You know, yeah. Things that have really hurt me. And but they have taught me to let go, mom, and let and you, it's just poisoning you. I remember my son,
so true.
Who is like our little Billy Graham, who said to me, yeah. And quoted scripture to me, mom, this is just poisoning you.
I mean, incredible to learn that kind of thing from your kids. Love it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what do we got next, Lise? Oh, best restaurant in Tennessee.
Oh, my Lord, y'all. We have got in Knoxville, Tennessee, J.C. Holloway. J.C. Holloway. Am I saying that right? J.C. Holloway is to die for. And they, okay. I think that man, that chef came from Blackberry Farms. You know, Blackberry Farms, that hoop-de-doo.
I feel like I know that name. Why do I know Blackberry
yeah,
Farms?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Okay, y'all. Oh my gosh. In Wallen, Tennessee, in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains, is one of the most stunning, beautiful resorts in the world. In the world. People okay. come from all over the world to come to Blackberry Farms. When I did a movie with Reese Witherspoon and Will Ferrell said,
yeah.
First thing he said to me, Lynn, have you ever been to Blackberry Farms? I want to go. Everybody knows about, okay, and it's the kind of place where, like, people from South America will have their horses shipped there while they're at the resort so they can ride horses in the Smoky Mountains. It's that kind of, I mean, it's crazy.
Gosh.
Like, Pink will go and fly fish with her kids and have a guide.
Yeah.
It's like the best food, the best,
Blackberry Farms. I'm literally going to write it down.
I was going to say, we got to look it up.
Yeah, and Blackberry Mountain is the newest part of it where it has the spa and all that, and it's crazy. I've never gotten to stay there. I've had my 50th birthday dinner there.
Blackberry Farms, sit up. Leanne wants to come.
Yeah, Jenna Bush and her sister will do like a retreat for sisters. That's darling. They invited me. I didn't get to go because I had to work. I was in L.A., but it is unbelievable. But J.C. Holloway, okay. he was there and then started his own restaurant in Knoxville, and it gets write-ups all the time. And we go and celebrate for our family. That's what we do. We go there.
That's like the special
and
night.
Is,
yeah, that's the place.
It's,
okay.
And it's beautiful and wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. Our last question.
There.
Guilty pleasure. Oh, yeah. Don't feel pressure because you're talking to me and Nikki. We just be
yeah.
Your guilty pleasure. Like reality TV comfort show, what do you watch that would like be like, wow, she watches that?
Okay. For years through perimenopause and menopause, I watched every Real Housewives and loved them. Loved them, y'all.
Loved them.
It got me through a bad time when these kids were going to college and I was grieving and staying in my gown all day. I watched all the Housewives, loved them, loved them, loved them. Now I've kind of gotten off of that because I've gotten so busy, it's hard for me to get to watch things. But,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, like, what have I been watching lately? I love Four Seasons with Tina Fey.
That's
and
so
Carell
good,
and all
isn't
that.
It?
Yeah, and see,
yes.
I'm a big Saturday Night Live fan, so I love.
Love Saturday
And
Night
I got
Live,
to
yeah.
meet Tina Fey and Will Forte at the Netflix upfronts.
Wow.
So I love all that. I love a story like that. But I'm trying to think of what is, I do love a good documentary about a murder.
Crime. Yeah.
Like,
over, my husband and I are Dateline
murder.
Freaks. We Dateline. Every Sunday is Dateline and coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, and see, I think, oh, I don't want to watch that. And if you give it 2 minutes, you're locked in.
Oh,
and then you got to know what the world happened. But yeah, I love that. Oh, y'all, am I 60 and I draw a blank now all the time?
Oh, it's okay. Do you and Chuck have a show that you want? Because my husband and I will start a show and we're not allowed to watch it without, you know what I mean? Like, go ahead. Like, if I'm traveling, I can't see the episode, you know, without him.
Yeah, that's sweet. I'm glad you have that kind of marriage. Chuck Morgan watches the Viking shows where they're knocking people's heads off and you can hear them.
Mark.
And I cannot watch violence.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And he'll watch that. Oh, I don't even know. What is the Vikings, I think. Or
yeah,
something.
No, there's Viking.
You know, Kingdom.
We watch. Yeah,
see,
I'll watch
Kingdom.
All of that stuff, too. Yeah.
You do?
Oh, I love all of it.
But it's like, and you can hear stabbing and doing.
Skull crushing.
Heads are flying across the room. Yeah.
I'll tell
but
Chuck.
He can
watch it, me
him.
And Tony. Chuck can watch it, me and Tony.
Okay. Thank you. He needs friends because I'm gone all the time. Yeah. I feel like a middle school mom trying to set up
play dates
for Chuck. When I'm in Knoxville, I'll see our friends and I'll go, y'all, Chuck's so lonely. Can y'all invite him to something?
Please invite him over.
I do. That's what I say to. But I'll say to Chuck, I think you need to watch Landman. I think you'd like that, Chuck.
Yeah.
With but
Billy Bob. Think,
oh, y'all, Friends and Neighbors.
Billy Bob.
Friends and Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. Olivia Munn. Is she not a beauty? I love Friends and Neighbors. I'm trying, y'all. I don't get to watch much because I'm.
I bet.
So you know,
busy.
I'm learning lines all day.
I know.
Then, like when I'm shooting that television series, and then my line person comes over, who is from heaven, and goes over my lines at night, so that because we shoot that thing in a week, and we've got to do it in front of a live audience. And so I have a table read on Monday, and then we rehearse Tuesday, Wednesday, shoot Thursday what we can't shoot in front of a live audience, and then. We're there 12, 15 hours on Friday, and we rehearse, do a producer run through, and then shoot in front of a live audience. So when I'm in LA, I don't watch anything.
You're working.
To get those lines down and know what and camera blocking and all that. Now on tour,
my gosh.
I've got an iPad and I'll start watching. I'll be able to watch shows and I'll let y'all know what I'm watching.
Okay. For
sure. I do like sexual stuff. I do. If it's sexual stuff, I don't mind that. If it's not violent with sex, you know, I could watch those Viking boys if they weren't killing people.
If they were just knocking boots and not killing people.
They do it. They do it in the Viking
but they do
little huts and things.
Little women.
They do it.
Yeah, I can't be
hot.
I like watching doing it. But not with the violence. Yeah, that's a guilty pleasure. A love story, something nasty. You know, feel something.
Okay, well, Leanne, you've exceeded all expectations.
My cheeks
as
hurt.
A dream guest. We literally, we had a vision board for 2026, and you were on it. You were one of the names on it who we wanted to have on the podcast. So check.
Thank you.
We've checked up one of our goals for 26. But we do have two questions for you as we wrap up this wonderful time together. So, Leanne Morgan, what is one thing with all the life that you've lived and all the experiences that you've had that you wish more women knew?
It makes me want to cry, but I wish, and you can't know when you're 17 years old. You got to go through bad, you know, ups and downs. Everybody has to go through mountains and valleys. But I wish that women knew how, man, are we not the strongest? You can have a baby.
Yes.
You can feed a baby from your body. You can tend to them, set up all night when they're sick. And, you know, and we need men, and I love men, but they can't do all that
they
like
can't
we
do
can.
It.
But God didn't give them that. But I think of how strong we are, how resilient we are, and you can do anything, really. And I don't mean to be cliche, but you can do anything you set your mind to. And I just think it's just a special thing being a woman, and especially after you've been through life, how there's so much more to do. You know what I love is a video on my algorithm of like an 80-year-old woman graduating from her undergraduate degree or a master's. That just thrills me. There's just so
me
much life
too.
And so much to do that, you know, to keep learning and keep doing, and that there's so much joy out there to be found, and we, and it's right there at our fingertips, really.
I love it. And I like the reminder, the message.
We're not too old to not reinvent ourselves. Like, it's not over because you're 50 and your kids are grown. It's not over because you're 60 or even 80. So that, I think, I really want women really to hear that too, is we are never too old to reinvent ourselves.
No. And there's so much that, you know, to even if you don't have to work or whatever, but always keep learning and doing.
Yes. And challenging yourself, doing something, meeting new people, going new places. There's always another chapter. I love that. I love
taking
that. It's so inspiring.
Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but a non-credit course at your university, you know, like learn how to can. I don't even know what it is. Right. Or creative writing.
Cake decorating.
Keep doing and learning. I think that is what keeps people young and healthy.
Yeah, that's right. Always keep moving. Never stop moving. Keep going. I love that. That's so inspiring, Leanne. You are the best. All right. So, Leanne, tell everybody what you're up to and how they can find you.
Well, let me tell you that I did find out that my second season will drop August 27th on Netflix.
Okay. Yay.
Leanne.
We'll be tuning in.
My series. And then I'm going to be in a movie with Glenn Powell. February 2027, The Comeback King.
Are you dying?
Judd Apatow movie. We had a ball. We've already wrapped it. I wrapped my part. And we laughed until we were weak. And Glenn Powell is the yummiest, cutest thing you've ever seen in your life.
I bet he is.
And loves his mom and daddy and his sisters, precious. Y'all would adore him. And then, this tour, The Time of Our Lives tour, 150 cities. 50 have already been announced through December of 26, but 100 and something are coming for all of 2027.
Wow.
And then I'll shoot my third Netflix special at the end of this tour.
You are busy.
And I don't know when that'll drop.
You are booked and busy. Well, everybody tune into Netflix. Go see the movie.
Find Leanne's socials.
Yeah. Find Leanne on social to keep you laughing every day.
And let me tell these girls, whoever's listening, LeanneMorgan.com for tickets. Don't go to third party stud, StubHub. You can get scammed. So go to LeanneMorgan.com and you'll know that you're getting the right tickets.
Getting the real thing. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's good to know. Perfect. And then I think your handle on Instagram is Leanne Morgan Comedy. Is that
comedy?
That's where
Leanne Morgan Comedy.
Y'all
find
her.
She's Leanne Morgan. I don't know where she is, but anyway, Leanne Morgan Comedy.
I love it. Well, Leanne, this has been the most fun, exceeded all expectations, and you are literally just the best and so inspiring and so wonderful.
Thank you for spending time with us.
Well, thank y'all for having me. Y'all are both precious and from heaven. And y'all look like movie stars. And let me tell y'all this.
Stop.
Because I know y'all are in your 50s and you're like, I remember feeling that way. And now I'm 60. And let me tell you, 60 is pretty great. But take this time to know y'all are beautiful and vibrant. And y'all look like movie stars, both of you. Let your light shine.
You're amazing.
God bless
you so
much. Thank you. As are you. Right back at you, girl. And yours is shining so bright. We're so thrilled to be watching you have this moment.
Well, kiss those boys for me.
We will.
And I will see y'all sometime soon through Netflix. We'll be together.
That's right.
Hopefully soon.
We'll see you on tour. Definitely.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Leanne.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Leanne.
Okay, Lise.
I can't. I don't even have words.
I don't either. She's I think, my favorite ever person in the world.
She's just the real deal.
She really is.
I mean, it's whatever you see on stage. Like, honestly, she is just, that's just what makes her, and it makes it her fame just so much more
fun.
Oh, powerful to me. Yeah, just, it's so great. And did you see how emotional she got when we shared about our boys and a little bit of
my heart?
I know. She got emotional.
Yes, she really, really cares. And we got that feeling. Remember, we said it when we met her in Los Angeles at the Netflix party, like, not a bit of difference from what you see on the TV to real life. Just as warm and friendly and supportive and loving as you would imagine.
And
she was great.
What got me, the biggest takeaway I had is when she said, because she just, doesn't she just always, she just seems to always be the friend who's probably always happy and laughing and dancing with her kids in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But when she said she almost gave up on her comedy.
I know.
And then went back in. So I don't know. It just, I know she moved my soul a little bit today.
She did. So inspiring. And like, you know, we are not done when we're middle-aged and when we feel like we're getting a little older. We are not done.
The midlife glow up.
That's right. And we are.
Let's do it.
Let's go. I know. That's how she made me feel. Like, let's go. Let's just be excited about what's next. So,
and she likes my teeth.
I know. It's always good to get a nice teeth compliment. We love that.
Oral hygiene is a priority.
It really is. That was great. Loved this episode. She was so wonderful.
We hope you guys enjoyed it just like we did.
Okay, so Lise, before we wrap it up, I did want to share just very briefly a fun little, it's kind of a plot twist, kind of another one of those inspirational stories from Tanner that happened to us this week. And I feel like it really goes with the tone of all the lightheartedness and just motivation that we've had today. So
good, because I was like, why are you making me wait?
I know. So Tanner and I, if you follow our socials, we did the TJ Maxx shopping challenge this week.
I saw that.
And it was just one of those last minute decisions. I saw another creator I like had done it. And I thought, oh, that's a really cute idea. But I'm always honest with our listeners. If I'm being completely honest, as we went into the store, I was fully expecting it not to go well and that we would probably not end up making a video. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah, why?
You know, it's pretty, you know, vague categories, and TJ Maxx is a big store. There's a lot of items. There's a lot of different categories. There's a lot of different things to choose from. And, you know, the categories were something blue, something soft and fuzzy, something that smells good. And the way Tanner's mind works, I really didn't know how that was going to go for him. Excuse me. I didn't know. Y'all, I'm so sorry. I didn't know if he would maybe get confused or overwhelmed. So as we went in the store, he had it written out in a paper list.
Did you guys split?
We did. He had his phone for sure. And I said, if you have any issues, if you get scared or overwhelmed, text me, call me, and we'll, you know, whatever, we'll get together. So we started our little shopping expedition, and a few points I could see him out of the corner of my eye, but I was trying to stay pretty far away from him. And as we're going through, I thought, gosh, no text, no call. You know, he doesn't look confused. I saw the buggy a few times. You know, he was jetting around in different corners of the store. And y'all, we got the checkout process. I went through first. He was about three people behind me. I looked back and I was like this, you know, like you can, he gave me this. He said, I'm good. I went on to the car, waited for him. And I was still thinking, okay, when we get in and we start unwrapping these items, God only knows, you know, something blue. I mean, like, who knows? I thought he might pull out like a men's shirt for me or whatever.
His was better than yours.
It was way better.
Way better.
Way better. I was so practical.
I was like, all right, Tank, show up your mom.
I know. I was like, I was not nearly as much fun as he was. And y'all, it was such a mother light bulb, like moment of just pride and realization of how far he has come and what he's capable of. And that he really does notice things, which a lot of times in the way our day-to-day conversations go, I maybe don't realize how much he's picking up on or what he's actually noticing. And it was just so, it felt like such a huge victory. And the other thing I saw in him, especially when I watched the video back, I didn't really notice it as much sitting with him. He really enjoys giving so much more than receiving. Like he is way more excited to give to you than he is to receive something.
He likes to see the joy.
Yep. And he likes to show you what he did. And it was just such, I don't know. And I mean, it wasn't like a huge deal, but it kind of was.
Nikki, it is, because to your point, like the array of items to choose from in there.
It's overwhelming. It's a lot.
I could grind to a halt, you know?
Me too.
I mean, yeah.
Me too. And my brain was kind of going in one direction because in my mind were things that I know he needs. Like he needed a beach towel. He needed a you know what I mean? Like and I was thinking practically like things that I know he needs or he could use.
Yeah. You had your mom brain going.
I did.
Yeah.
I had mom brain totally. And he was really being so sweet.
What was cute? His blanket said full size on it.
I know.
Did you say, it wasn't like a throw. He'd actually gone and gotten a size.
He got, I know. It was precious. It was precious. And I don't know, but and another time when I was like, good old Tank, he surprises me. And he, you know, comes up and hits it out of the park right when I think maybe this will be a tough thing or maybe this won't go well. There he was, just showing up and doing a great job. So it was really fun.
Like now that, you know, because I watched a reel, but yeah. I had no idea all that was behind it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm friends with you guys. Like, and I didn't even, it's kind of fun to kind of see behind the curtain that you're end up just in my deleted videos. You know what I mean? Like,
and it was totally fine. It was just, we were going to Walmart, which is right next door to TJ Maxx. I thought we have the time right now. Let's just run in there. And if it doesn't work, no big deal. We don't have to post this. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then it was like a beautiful moment. And I was like, he really blew my mind. So all the moms out there, all the things you're teaching them, they're watching you more than you know. They're learning more than you know. They're picking up on things you may not even realize they're picking up on. And he's 27 and it's still happening. So keep going.
This has been such an uplifting, end on that. Like uplifting. If y'all don't have a dopamine rush or feel after today's episode.
We don't know what else to do for you.
I don't know. Please email me what we need to do.
Give us a DM or something and tell us what you need.
Send a message.
We tried hard.
Tell us what's
up. Well, Lise, I think that is a great place to wrap it up. I'm smiling. I'm hopping off this one feeling great.
I've said it. These cheek muscles hurt.
I know. This was a good one. So much love and thanks to Leanne Morgan for taking time out of her very busy schedule to join us today. Thank you to the listeners, as always, for supporting us. Make sure that you like, subscribe, comment, follow, heart, write us messages, do all those things because it helps us keep going and helps us keep getting great guests for you to listen to. Lise, I hope I get to see you soon. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
I miss you. You're the
best.
I know.
I miss you too. We're going to see each other soon. And know what we always love to say?
We
love you.
Mean it. Everybody have a great week.
Bye.
Pioneer.